And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have the executive director of St. Vincent de Paul Bend. It's Kaylee Graham. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, and very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Hopefully this turns into a long relationship.
Yes.
You guys do so much in the community, and I'd like to, you know, get you in here and talk about it and what you need and what you're doing and what's happening. But let's start there. What does St. Vincent de Paul do?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a local social service nonprofit. So that means we kind of cater to people's basic needs. I like to say the two main things that we do are food and housing. We do some other stuff as well. So we have some miscellaneous assistance, such as propane in the winter. We help people get much needed ID or prescription help. We have clothing vouchers for people, just a lot of miscellaneous stuff. Our food pantry is really important. That is open Monday through Thursday. And people can get food boxes from us twice a week. They can also get sack lunches. Food boxes twice a month, sack lunches twice a week.
Gotcha.
And then we also have housing. So we have 13 low-income rentals on our property that are managed separately through Lava Ridge Property Management. And those are super great. They range in rent from like around $600 to like around $1,300. So it's pretty affordable, especially compared to Bend. And then as of 2022, we also have a high barrier shelter called St. Vincent's Place, which has 10 single dwelling units and a community space with bathroom, shower, laundry facilities, stuff like that.
Sure, sure. I think I was at the grand opening of that. That's here in Bend, right?
Yes.
Up towards what street is that?
It's off of 3rd Street. It's on Cleveland Avenue.
There we go. Yeah, 3rd and Cleveland over
yeah,
there.
Exactly.
That was a pretty interesting, no nonsense building over there. The way you guys did that looks very interesting.
Yeah, no, it's actually become a wonderful addition. So it's really nice. It's on our same strip of property as our food pantry and our housing, but it's back behind. So we have a village manager who manages that, and then we have 10 people there. And it's kind of a clean and sober place, so we want people to be working towards self-sufficiency, building goals. Our goal is to get them into more permanent housing. We do this really awesome thing called matching funds. And so when our residents save $3,000 on their own, we match that to help them towards move-in costs, maybe ongoing rent, security deposit, first and last month stuff, so they can have something to start with, which is super awesome.
Something your predecessor used to always say was, you guys are a hand up, not a hand out.
Exactly, yes.
And I like that. And then with that new facility, I remember when you put it in that you have somebody on site, make sure rules are being followed, and it's really a transition. You don't go there to stay there for the rest of your life.
No.
This is the middle point to get on with your life and be able to be self-sufficient.
Yeah, totally. We have a term limit of like 2 years. We want people to definitely move on before that. Some people, it takes 2 years. Some people, they can move on in 6 months. So it just depends on the person and the situation. We're here to help them. Definitely give that hand up instead of that hand out.
Sure, sure. I'm starting to hear a little bit about some cuts due to the federal stuff that's going on right now. Is that affecting you guys yet?
Yeah. So we recently received word of a 17% reduction in our food supply because of the federal funding freeze. And as a direct result of that, the USDA paused several food relief programs in order to comply. Now that stuff is getting to us. We get the majority of our food from Neighbor Impact, and we are a USDA food pantry, so this is directly affecting us specifically. There's other pantries as well, and shout out to them because they're doing great work. But yeah, so that's going to be a reduction in a lot of our meat, our fresh produce, our dairy products, things that like people come to the pantry and see those staples. So that's kind of terrifying. Kind of to put that into a little bit more words, the last day in March, we got around 9,000 pounds of food from Neighbor Impact. And then the last few weeks in April, we've been getting around 3,000 pounds. So we're kind of seeing these numbers. We're not sure if they're directly correlated yet, but it's difficult to think about. There's some other proposed things out there in the world right now, potentially proposed cuts to SNAP benefits or Medicaid. And we don't know if those are going to go through for sure. But if that does, that could be really devastating as well. We would see an increase in the demand for our services alongside a decline in our food supply. And 43% of our households rely on SNAP and about 45% rely on Medicaid. So we don't really know what's next. So it's a little challenging.
Sure. Okay. Whether you support the federal thing or not, at the end of the day, if you're receiving less and you're anticipating that you're going to have more people in need, I believe what we do is we react on a local level.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
What do we do? Do we ask people to donate? What's the plan?
Please donate.
Yeah. What do we do?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you want people to donate?
Yeah, that's a great question. So monetary donations are amazing. That gives us food purchasing dollars, which we can buy stuff at larger quantities. For example, $100 can buy us around 700 pounds of meat from Neighbor Impact. They sell it at like around 14 cents a pound. I hope my math's correct there. Or $50 can help us provide 20 sack lunches to our clients. So those things help a lot. Also food. A lot of people come into the pantry and, you know, they're like, oh, I have some cans in my cupboard and they're expired. I don't know if you can take that. We actually can. So canned goods technically never expire. They do have a best by date. But, you know, if you are wanting to clear out your pantry, you have some lima beans or some kidney beans that have been hanging out there for a long time, we would gladly accept them. Another thing that the community could do to rally around and support us is do a food drive. Maybe you're really well connected in your church, or you are a local business owner and you want to have a donation bucket at your store. That could be a huge benefit for us, because, you know, we need that intermittent food supply for when times are low. We just never know when that's going to be. So it's good to stock up and have those supplies.
Sure. If somebody want to learn more about St. Vincent de Paul and what you guys do and how they can donate, or maybe they need help, I don't know. Anything that has to do with you guys, I'm assuming you have a website.
We do have a website. It is stvincentdepaulbend.org. I hope I'm saying that correctly. But yes, that is the place to check it out. Check us out. We are the one located here in Bend off of 3rd Street, too. You're welcome to stop by our office as well, and our lovely receptionist can give you a great overview of what we do.
All right. We've been talking to Kaylee Graham. She's the executive director for St. Vincent de Paul Bend. And if I gave you 30 more seconds, what would you want to tell the world in this interview?
That is a great question. I think I would want to say that I think the work that we do is extremely important. I grew up in a civic-minded family, and my parents ingrained the importance of giving in me from a young age, and they told me, you know, you never know when you might be the one needing assistance. And now that has become so true to me. Everyone is just one or two really bad situations from ending up at the food pantry themselves. You know, maybe you're living paycheck to paycheck and you have an unexpected bill, maybe a medical expense, or you got a ticket, something like that. Anything can put you walking through our doors. And I just want to say everyone is welcome. We are, like we said before, we want to be that hand up more than that hand up out. So please come to us if you are, you know, needing some assistance, and don't let it get really bad. You know, we're here to support you before that happens too.
All right, Kaylee, thanks for coming in. Why don't you give us the website one more time?
All right. Thank you so much for having me. It is stvincentdepaulbend.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.